Tuesday, mainly in the morning. High near 51, cloudy on the overnight Tuesday, low in the 30s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in near 40, cloudy Wednesday night, low in the 20s, mid-20s. Looks like rain in the forecast for Thursday and Friday, 60 to 70% precipitation around here. And into Friday night, clearing up again on Saturday, the high in the upper 40s for the weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Back after I had a miss live last week, but we're back on board here, getting together every Monday, and also in rewinds and podcasts to talk about food, beverages, techniques, cooking, trivia, anything else that kind of runs across our mind during the week. So the big day is coming for people like me that enjoy food. Of course, it's my younger son always says too. He likes Thanksgiving because it's just about a great meal. No gifts and no other things to worry about. Just get everybody together. And whether you're entertaining, most of the times families, extended families, will make it a point to try to join. So it's normally, if you are hosting at your house, you're going to be cooking a little bit more than you usually do. And the New York Times already, they had their Melissa Clark's nice dinner featured this last week. And if you get their email from Sam Sifton, of course, recommending that you start getting your space ready. Can't cook the meal ahead, but certainly make sure you have your serviceware, your china, glassware, plenty of storage space, not only for storing the turkey while you defrost it or have to keep it, but for the leftovers afterwards. And I guess even though the weather's cool out there, make sure you have a provision for ice for your beverages somewhere. Usually your nice insulated coolers work well for that. I know with the turkey, if you happen to pick up a frozen one, very easy to defrost. I use the cooler. I would put a thermometer in there just to monitor the temperature, but I've done that. Of course, if you're up north far enough, and I've actually put it in the garage wrapped up in newspaper. Newspaper is a very good insulator, any kind of paper. You don't want the outside to warm up too much, the outside of the bird. Defrosting it under running water, of course, it would take quite a while. You have to make sure your sink has some, you either have a big pot in the sink so the water can overflow somewhere. You know, in the restaurants, our commercial sinks have an overflow drain placed just below the top of the sink so those they can't overflow, but or overfill. Defrosting in the refrigerator is going to take a few days depending on the size of the bird. If you're picking up a bird that has been previously frozen, that's fine. Just make sure you keep it cold. Or if you decide to go fresh turkeys. And those, to me, if you can line one of those up, of course, you're going to pay a little bit more. But I think the yield is a little bit better. Oftentimes the frozen ones have a little bit of water added to them. think, to help the freezing process. And whenever you freeze proteins, unless they're frozen very rapidly, there is some cell damage. So when you defrost it, some of the liquid runs out. I know people talk about brining the turkeys, discuss that, and that's it would take a few days. It's a big hunk of meat there, and takes a while for the brine to do its work. I think if you handle the bird carefully, like we do with all our food, try to treat her with respect, and you're going to come out okay. Roasting the bird, and of course, how many ways can you skin that cat, right? There's so many ways to do it. Years ago, our best way was the best way I ever had, kind of like a French on papillote and parchment. And we used a brown paper bag, you know, the grocery bag, right? Now, the trouble with that is nowadays a lot of it's made. A lot of those bags are made with recycled materials, and not quite sure what, if any, chemicals might be in there from whatever materials were recycled in the whole process. So the brown paper bag, not so sure about that anymore. But to get that result, roasting bags are very good, even though they're plastic, and it seems the meat's not going to brown, but plastic is still what we call semi-permeable. Some steam will still come out. You're kind of keeping the moisture in there, steaming it, and still allowing the bird to brown. Now, if you use a roasting bag and the bird isn't brown enough, always can do that at the end. Even if you're slow roasting, which I'd recommend if you're just using regular dry heat oven, 325 for the large bird. A little bit slower is better. We have slow cookers at the restaurant that we use that function for poultry. We'd go 250 to 275. But these are closed cabinets. They're called reconvectors. High humidity. The bird's still brown. And we set a timer, and it's got a hold temperature. So when the roasting is done, it's held at that safe temperature of 160 degrees, and everything's you have a lot less shrinkage when you roast at a lower temperature. You're looking for birds. I know the small ones. There's hens and toms, and both, as long as they're called young turkeys, that's what you want. You don't want anything older than that. The weight range of a young turkey could be, you know, anywhere from 8 or 10 pounds up to 22, 24 pounds. There are some producers out there that have larger ones. I know I've seen them up to 35, 36 pounds, 38 pounds. Trouble that is, of course, fitting it in your oven, and then you've got a long cooking time. You have a lot more white meat. What happens with the turkey is after a certain size, the carcass doesn't really grow that much more. It's mostly meat. So the little bit larger, you're going to get a better yield. And by yield, we mean the amount of servable meat that you get after all the cooking and trimming is done. So a 20-pound bird, probably, if you do the experiment at an accepted yield, you get about 7.5 pounds of usable meat out of there. So that's no bones, no fat. Even though there's very little fat in any of your waste that you're not eating. Skin, if you don't like the skin, of course, then you throw that. I like the skin, so we count that in. So when you're trying to plan how big a bird for your number of people, it, of course, depends on the portion size. But I always figure for the restaurant, well, a pound of whole turkey for each guest. 1 pound per person. Some rules of thumb may even say it a pound and a quarter or to a pound and a third, depending, of course, how you're buying the turkey. If they have the giblets and neck and everything in there, then, of course, that's extra weight. We weigh the birds after we've taken the giblets and neck out to get our cooking time. So, because right away there, you've probably got a pound of stuff that, you're going to make stock with it, though, anyway, so you're not going to throw it out. And you've got the The wingtips that you're not going to eat, the bishop there, or the Pope's nose, the little tail part. All these are good to save for broth, but they're not something you're going to be serving. So if you have 10 people to serve, 10 or 12 people, you're going to need at least that 12-pound bird. I think for us, we used to get maybe a 14 or 16 pound. There were 9 of us. Of course, you know, when kids were younger too and they're not eating as much, but you could that could do well and still have a little bit left over. That's the other thing too. If you want to have leftovers, then, you know, almost figure 2 pounds a person for the whole bird, because you want to have some meat left for either soup or a pot pie, Thanksgiving pie, sliced turkey for sandwiches, always a treat, either later on that evening or the next day. So keep your be generous. It's just like when you're trying to figure out wine for the number of guests. Always figure on a bottle per person that's drinking, even though they may not drink a whole bottle. Leftover wine is not going to go to waste. You can always enjoy it another time, save it, cook with it, any of the above. So when we come back, we're going to look at some strategies for roasting the turkey, even though the topic will be much discussed over the next couple of weeks. I'll give you my thoughts on it and see what happens. Chef Bill's Table.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Thank you.
song, Eric Clapton, My Father's Eyes. So turkey, so how are we going to do this? First, after you've determined how much of the bird you're going to need, and again, make sure you have a big enough roasting pan, and make sure it fits in your oven, make sure your oven's working. I had one Christmas when I went to turn my oven on, and it didn't work. I think the thermocouple was gone. It was an old gas oven. Cooked dinner on the tabletop with slow cookers. This was Christmas Day. You're not going to find anybody to come fix it, so we had to go to Plan B. So make sure everything is working. The last thing you want is a surprise like that. So if you're intimidated by the whole bird, well, first of all, let's talk about the whole bird. So you have the turkey. I always clip the first two joints of the wing, the tip and even the double bone joint there. If you like that part, of course, you can save it, but I take those off, and I save the neck, the gizzard, the liver. Liver's my treat. That's to be sautéed and spread on toast, or roast it in the middle of the bird. Then you have a little bit of a nosh while you're making the gravy. But all the other things you're going to save for your stock. And in fact, if gravy is the other thing, you know, you don't want to run out of gravy, so make plenty. And whether you use broth, bouillon, or even if you buy, you know, a turkey leg or something, or a drumstick, just to make some broth, it's worth it. And plus, even if you put a drumstick in there, you can always shred the meat afterwards. And the broth you could make the day before. It's unattended time. You just want to make sure you simmer it. A little onion and celery, bay leaf, a couple of peppercorns. You could put whatever herb you like. Thyme is very good, but if you like it flavored like sage, you like rosemary, a sprig of whole herb in there, it doesn't hurt anything. But the bay leaf and the peppercorn, a couple of parsley sprigs, mirepoix, your onion, carrot, and celery. Carrot will give you a little bit richer flavor, the beta, the carotene in there. And any browning that is going to happen is going to come later when you deglaze your pan. But have plenty of broth on hand. You want to start with cold water and bring it to a simmer. Don't let it rapidly boil. Any fat coming out will then kind of mix back in, and it might make the broth a little too heavy tasting, make it muddy looking too. We like the nice clear broth. And 2 or 3 hours at a low simmer, and strain it, then you have your broth ready to use. You can obviously refrigerate it. You can reduce it a little bit. If you happen to have too much, it always freezes well. I would save the gizzard, the giblet parts anyway. Those are good diced up and put back in the gravy, and by then they'll be plenty tender. At the Lake Placid Club, I know we would have all the gizzard and chop them in a little bit of chopped onion and saute that, brown them up even more, and then add those to the gravy. Gives it another dimension there. So make sure you're having your broth. So for just plain whole bird, no roasting bags and no foil tents or anything like that. Slow is good. 325 is your oven temperature. And it works out, it's about 15 minutes per pound, give or take, depending on how quick your oven recovers. But these, to keep the moisture in the white meat, a lot of chefs will recommend roasting it upside down. And you can do that if you have a rack to roast it in, so it keeps it out of the pan. If you happen not to have a rack big enough for a turkey, you could start it on one side. And if you've clipped the wings off, just put it on the side. If you leave the wings on there, just tuck them underneath the bird so they kind of like you see it. It'll kind of help it stand up anyway. So 325, you want to season it. We always rub oil on our birds. We season them with salt and pepper, a little bit of a granulated onion if you like garlic, put that on there. Poultry seasoning. Usually make just a seasoned salt blend and sprinkle that inside and outside the bird. But a little bit of oil will help give you that nice finish on it. Remember, if you are basting the bird, just use the fat. Don't baste it with water because that's not going to make it crispy. So 1.5 hours on one side, and then 1.5 hours on the other side, and then you can turn it upright. At that point, add some mirepoix to the pan, onion, celery, and carrots. That's going to help flavor your gravy. And they're going to cook up in that fat there. And then finish roasting. You've got, maybe another 2 hours. Have an instant read thermometer. When you're checking the temperature, of course, the white meat is going to cook a little bit faster than the dark meat. So you can do one of two things. You can either temp it for having the breast meat done, and then there's a way we can finish the leg meat later, or just temp it with the leg meat. Now, you want to go into the thickest part of the thigh and don't let the thermometer touch the bone. That's going to give you a false reading. So you're looking for about 165 degrees because there is going to be what we call carryover cooking. When you take the bird out of the oven and you're going to let it rest, that's, of course, when you can tent it with a little bit of foil loosely. Don't pack it on there just to kind of, let it let the juices settle. It's going to pick up another 10 degrees. Now, cooking it till it reaches 180, don't recommend that. It's going to be very dry. Let the carryover cooking do its job. But double check. You want the white meat to be fully done. The texture of the undercooked white meat isn't that great. Dark meat, I don't mind a little bit under, but if you're a little squeamish about that, there's a couple of ways to do this. If presentation is not important to you, I've done in the past where I roast the legs and the breast separately because of the different cooking times. The breast, if it's still on the cage, you'll still have, if you have the wings there, you'll still have it propped up. You can still bring it to the table and carve it. The legs, normally, a little bit harder to carve, so oftentimes those are done in the kitchen. And you can still make the presentation with whole legs, but if you cook them separately, then you have no problems. The white meat's done, take it out. If the legs need it a little bit longer, so be it. Just give yourself plenty of time and give yourself that resting time also. So if you're going to have dinner at 3 o'clock, you back off at least a half hour resting time and then back off your cook time and give yourself a little bit extra. Doesn't hurt. The bird will stay hot for quite a while, so you don't worry about it. Plus, you're going to put hot gravy on it anyway. So give yourself plenty of time. So you can roast the pieces separately, or if you like to present the whole bird, and this is classically done, even if you think of French restaurants with what we call a pressed duck. The duck would be roasted rare, and the breast meat is carved, of course, rare. You can eat that poultry rare. It doesn't have the salmonella issues. But then you want the legs to be cooked more. The rare legs are a little chewy. So the captain would slice the duck breast. Of course, they would use some of the drippings to make the sauce at the table side. But the legs would be sent back to the kitchen to be finished under the broiler. We call them devil-y legs. You can cut slits in them, a little more seasoning on them, even if you like a little mustard brushed on there. But finish the leg and the dark meat off separately. So you're carving the white meat, and then the dark meat would come out later as a little extra treat. You can do the same thing with the turkey. You can roast it whole, present it, and then take the legs off, put them back in the oven, start to carve the breast meat while the legs finish off. And as I said, even if the dark meat, if it's not quite fully cooked, the other way you could slice it and just warm it up in some of the gravy. Or a little bit of the broth. You don't want to boil it. It's just to get the red tinge out of there. It's called myoglobin. It's not really blood. Don't worry. It's just the coloring. And that way you don't have overcooked bird. That's the hardest thing. Then you need a lot of gravy. A lot of side dishes to make up for it. We've got a break for news. We're going to come back. couple of other ways. My favorite way to butterfly the thing, called spatchcocking, and really a big time saver and excellent results. Chef Bill's Table.
Darling, don't you lose my money now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California wildfire is now the deadliest and the most destructive in that state's history. The Camp Fire has killed 29 people, and it's destroyed over 6,000 homes and other buildings. In Southern California, this man barely escaped the Woolsey Fire.
I have a 9-month pregnant wife. It's been the most terrible thing that's ever happened to our family.
The man accused of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen critics of President Trump will be returning to court soon today. Cesar Sayoc has a pre-trial hearing in federal court in New York City. The 56-year-old Sayoc is facing charges of waging a domestic terrorist attack. A football fan in critical condition after falling out of the stands at Nissan Stadium in Nashville during the Titans game against the Patriots yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Table here. Talk turkey. So, spatchcocking, butterflying, whatever term you want to use. Spatchcock comes an old technique for game birds where they split the bird down the backbone. Another alternative would be if you're a small group and you have a large bird, have the butcher on the bandsaw just cut the bird in half, even while it's still frozen, if you want, and keep half in the freezer for another meal, and just cook the half turkey just like you would a half chicken. But this butterflying, it really picks up your cook time drastically. I mean, a large bird, I mean, I could do, you know, a 15, 16-pound bird probably in 90 minutes. Depending on your oven. I, of course, using a commercial oven when I'm timing these, so your oven might take a little bit longer, but certainly not 4 or 5 hours. Now, disadvantage, of course, is you don't get that whole bird presentation, although with the legs, again, you take the leg and thigh off, you can still have what's called a nice French cut breast. You have the wingtip on there and the solid breast meat. Can always bring that to the table and carve it. In fact, again, if you like only white meat, you want to buy a turkey breast, you can roast a whole one right on the cage, or you can get these. I'll use them on for specials once in a while, a French cut turkey breast that's boneless except for the one wing joint, just like an airline chicken breast. And those cook up very quickly. Again, I would use a higher temperature so you get the skin crispy. But when I butterfly these, I take out the backbone. So down either side of the backbone, we're going to, and the knife will do it pretty easy. You don't need a cleaver. The joints separate pretty well. could have the butcher do it for you if you want. And then you spread the turkey out. You can pull the keel out of the breastbone if you like. That even facilitates carving easier later, if you can reach that out of there. If not, it's not the end of the world. But you want to press it down so it's flat. And you use a sheet pan for this. Now, you're going to get some drippings, but this is not going to take long. So, again, your stock that you make sure you have your plenty of vegetable mirepoix in there to flavor it. And I do a 425-degree oven. You could do 400 to 425, depending on how your oven works. Again, season, oil the skin, season it, and put the bird in there. And 90 minutes, of course, it's very high heat, just like broiling a chicken. So there will be good carryover cooking, but the skin gets, there's no basting. The skin gets real crispy, and you let it rest. Of course, you know, a couple of juices are going to come out. A little bit of juice will come out like any roast. Transfer it to a carving platter, and you're all set. Slice it up in the kitchen. But this way, if time is an issue for you, another advantage to this, too, is when the turkey's in the oven, that's pretty much all that can fit in there. If you have it butterflied on a sheet pan, then you have another shelf in the oven to finish one of your side dishes. The pies normally you're going to bake earlier in the day or the day before, but usually there's a side dish, a gratin of some kind to finish up. But if your pie is being baked the same day, again, 425, that would be normally for browning off, say, your dressing, maybe a potato or a side dish. Baking the pies probably would take a little bit lower temperature than that. So pies you could do earlier in the day, very good at room temperature. You don't have to worry because people are going to eat it all anyway, right? And then if you want the fast bird, this is the way to do it. So, and if you like dark meat, then it's possible now to buy just the parts you want. And then say, if you just want the turkey breast, buy that. If you just like turkey legs, you can just buy a couple of turkey legs and roast them off and have all the dark meat. So important thing, enough meat for everybody. A big enough roasting pan. When you're cooking the slow way, if you want to turn the oven a little bit higher, and we'll do this many times, especially in a home oven, and you're putting a big cold roast in there. And you see some people say, well, let the, especially with a beef or lamb, let it sit out for an hour and let it come up in temperature a little bit. That just helps what we call the recovery time for the oven. So think of it, you've got this hot cabinet and you're putting a big cold chunk of something in there, the heat's going to drop. Just like when you're deep frying and you put too much food in the oil, the temperature drops, it doesn't cook properly. So you could always turn the oven up very high, like 450, and put the turkey in, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, then turn the oven back down. You don't really want to brown this turkey up too much. You can always do that later. If you're roasting it slow, doesn't seem crispy enough, it's very easy at the end just to crank the oven up, or you turn on the broiler part if it's an electric oven and just brown up the skin at the end. So, but if you brown too early, things can only go downhill from there. You don't want to burn it. And of course, we haven't talked about stuffing the turkey, because safety-wise, it really makes sense to make your stuffing and or dressing on the side. Plus, you need extra anyway. When we used to do the turkey in the bag, we would actually stuff the turkey with sliced orange, a little bit of lime, lemon, with the rind on and everything, some onion and celery, the things that would put the moisture back into that white meat. And I still do that even roasting open. I will put something that's going to throw off some moisture into the body cavity. You're not going to eat the stuffing. It will flavor your pan juices, but if you're roasting whole, again, season the outside, season the inside. But if you like just some roughly chopped celery, onion, and citrus always works well in there. Don't need to do carrots, but just the onion and celery are good. And this way you've got some steam coming in the inside of that turkey breast from these vegetables cooking. And then at the end, you just, you know, you can put them in your gravy and then strain them out later. And the citrus gives the gravy a nice little subtle nuance, too. You want, like, the citrus oils coming out of the orange or the lime, anything like that. So just another way to enhance the cooking and enhance your sauce. So remember, we don't want to lose anything. So after your turkey is done, you remove it from the pan, put it in a clean platter or another pan to let it rest, and now we go to work on our sauce, gravy. The old way, you know, of pouring the drippings out and or just using if there's only fat in the pan, and you mix in some flour, and of course if there's any liquid at all besides fat, you're going to get some lumps, and then you get lumpy gravy and all that. We like to just deglaze the pan. You're going to pour off any drippings, and these were a glass measuring cup, and there are separators too that have the little spout on there so you can pour off the fat. The turkey fat is good for making a roux, which is fat and flour that's cooked for thickening. Gives it, you know, put some of that turkey flavor back in there. If you don't have a lot of fat or you don't want to do that, of course, oil or butter would be fine if you're making a roux. Now, the gravy is going to be fairly rich, and you will have, again, a little bit of fat probably left in that pan. I prefer some to do what we call a wash, just flour and water. Or you could use cornstarch if you're not if you don't want flour or can't have it. Cornstarch would be fine. Potato starch we've used to thicken. We mix that with oil. The proportions are right on the box there to tell you how much. With flour, I've found shaking it up, and if you have a little drink shaker or something, a little plastic one, you want all the flour and water to dissolve, just like with cornstarch. You don't want lumps in there. With the wash, you can just add it a little bit to your broth to thicken it up. Make sure it comes to a boil, and you're going to whisk it in there. With your pan deglazing, you could use broth, you can use wine, you could use water, anything you like. But what we'll do is here's where a wooden spoon comes in handy, is you want to scrape up the fond, any brownings that happen in the pan. It's all flavor, it's all caramel, really. It's a lot of it, some of it's from your vegetables, some from the proteins, but it's nice. It gives your gravy a nice flavor, and it'll give you those the richness of that caramelization. So once that's scraped up, then you can either thicken the gravy in the pan. What we like to do is if you have your broth ready, strain it into a pot, strain the turkey drippings and the deglazed liquid into the pan, and then you can thicken. Another way to do it, if you're worried about lumps, is leave all the vegetables and everything in there, thicken it up, and then strain it afterwards. Then if you can correct the seasoning with salt and pepper, if you want to put the sautéed giblets in there, if you're making a mushroom gravy, if you want a fortified wine, if you like a little Madeira or sherry, whatever ways that you want to enhance your gravy at the end, feel free. And if you want to put, whether it's parsley, you want a little sage, whatever flavor you like. I wouldn't, if you're using broth or bouillon, I wouldn't add any salt until way at the end. If you're making your own broth, you will need to add salt. It's surprising how much salt we're used to now with our recipes. So you don't want it over-salted, though. Your meat's already been seasoned, and there is salt on the table. I know some folks think that it should come just ready to go the way that the chef intended it, but I know with salt especially, sometimes people have to watch their intake. You don't want to take on too much. So you have your roast, you have your gravy, and again, plenty of gravy. When you're carving the bird, I'm sure there's YouTubes on it. We take the legs off. Those can be sliced. The drumsticks, meat can be sliced off parallel to the bone. The thigh, very good yield. Get some good slices out of the thigh. The breast, you want to make a horizontal cut just above the wing joint and then slice down right through the thickest part there. So you're going kind of against the grain. Save the skin on there. Electric knives actually do pretty well with turkey, especially if you're not used to carving. They're serrated. I know they really buzz through it pretty quickly. So if you're not used to carving and you have an old electric knife, get it out there and it really helps unless you've got a really good sharp knife. If you don't have a sharp knife, the meat's just going to tear. You're not going to get nice slices. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and then what are we going to have with the turkey? Well, we've got next week. We've got to go over some side dishes, but just want to talk about cranberries. Cranberries, another native fruit. Turkey's our native bird. We've got a good native fruit here that just happens to go with turkey and many other things. Sheffield's Table. It's a long way.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back here at Sheffield's Table at WHCRDB, 100 in Chamber Radio. So we have nicely cooked turkey and we have wonderful gravy or sauce, whatever you want to call it. And we have plenty. So the nice, you've got a nice, you know, rich meal coming, many sides. My favorite thing, the turkey's a good blank slate to be creative with the stuffing. The side dishes, and it seems to be kind of a carb-heavy day, but you know what? It's what it is. We serve normally at the restaurant. We don't serve, we have to, need bread service, which, again, if you're serving rolls, you don't fill up on them. We serve soup. We don't do a salad. Many times at home, it's one of those days. First of all, you know, you want to get right into the good stuff, right? All that good savory food. But there are some nice tart accompaniments that can go with the turkey. But we'll serve soup, and we'll do the sherry mushroom, which is kind of like an onion soup. We don't put the cheese or anything on there, but a nice lighter soup if you're going to serve one. We'll do a butternut squash bisque. And, of course, we have the chowder, kind of a reflection on probably the first Thanksgiving dinners. Actually, probably didn't even have turkey. There were probably, of course, in New England. It could have probably was lobsters. It could have been venison. Maybe some game birds, but the turkey, it's funny, I used to see on, I think you might still see, Vermont turkey. When I worked up north, everything, when you saw on these menus, Vermont turkey. And apparently, at some point, the wild turkey population was decimated in Vermont, but I guess they used to have, just like cattle drives, they'd walk the turkeys to the market. Maybe that's where the turkey trot came from, the big fundraiser, very, very popular in Flemington. Many, many people come. Traditionally done on Thanksgiving, but that's probably where it came from. Instead of a cattle drive, you had to walk the turkeys to the market, right? It's funny, like we talk about, the chicken factories and the beef factory. They call them factory farms, where you're feeding, the animals, the diet that's not what they would normally eat or whatever. But I found it in an old cookbook. For turkey, they recommended getting the bird, and this is when people, of course, were, harvesting their own, fixing their own, for a meal, right from the live bird. And they would recommend getting the bird 6 weeks ahead of when you need it, and start feeding it some walnuts, some corn, to fatten it up. And this was a procedure that was done once people figured, whatever they eat is going to make a difference at the other end. And it was a practice. I mean, now, again, we've kind of automated it, but it's not anything that we haven't done for centuries. So I don't know. Some people have a little aversion to that. They think, they should run in free and eat what they want. But, domesticating animals is what we've done. We did plants, and then we did animals. Now we're doing with fish. And if we have a way to control the diet to get an expected result, that's what we do, I guess, right? So anyway, going along, the cranberry, another native product, and of course very tart, just like the lemon, right? The lovely lemon tree, nice to look at, but the fruit of the lemon's impossible to eat. Cranberries are pretty tart, but very good, very, very prolific, good harvest in recent years, too. And we always think of it just one time a year. Of course, cranberry juice is available all the time, and with the dried ones, we use them in a salad year-round. We don't use the sweetened ones. We use plain, regular dried cranberries. But they're a good snack, just like raisins, right? We call them craisins, I guess. It kind of helped the industry. But cranberries, a couple of things. When you're cooking them to make a sauce, they have so much natural pectin in there, which is a thickener, that you really just need sugar, and I like a little citrus, and not much water. And the sugar, you could use honey, you can use brown sugar, white sugar, whatever you want, but they're fairly tart. But they have, between that sugar and the pectin, you get a nice consistency to a sauce. They're great in pies. I know used dried cranberries in a pie with pears. Of course, apple would work fine also. Puts another little dimension in there. Very good with the pears. In fact, it was pear and cranberry, and then I did a lattice top crust and sprinkled almonds on. I did the egg wash, and a little bit of the white sugar, and then some almonds toasted on there. Very nice dessert. But cranberries, I've done recently with a roasted duck breast, another kind of a rich food. I did it with a demi glaze, which we have at the restaurant. You can make a demi even out of brown chicken bones or brown turkey bones, same way you make it out of veal. You make a nice rich stock, make sure it stays clear, and strain it, and then reduce it, and the natural, the proteins in there, it'll thicken up on its own. It gets to be almost, you don't want it like a syrup, but it'll get fairly thick. So I did it with cranberries. I plumped them up in a little bit of triple sec. So with the dried fruit, even if whether I'm making raisin sauce, cranberries, any dried fruit, I like to plump them. You could use either warm broth to do it or some warmed up liqueur or brandy. So I did a little chicken broth warm and some triple sec to give it that little orange complement to it. And I had my regular demi, which was already naturally thickened. I just added the broth and the cranberries to it. And, you know, do your seasoning, a little salt, a little pepper. Combine those, let them simmer for a little while. And again, this is naturally thickening. Cranberries put that nice sweet and tart flavor in there. I didn't want the sauce too sweet, but you got just enough of the fruit in there. Enhanced with orange. If you don't have triple sec, a little grated orange rind would do it. That's where the oils are. Orange juice would be okay, but a little bit acidic. But grating the zest would give you the nice orange essence without diluting the sauce either. But cranberries, if you're doing whether you're doing the relish on the side, if you want to put them in your gravy or make a second sauce out of the cranberries, serve them a chutney. If that's your thing, you can make kind of a salsa out of it, whichever way you're taking your turkey, which is the beautiful thing about it. The turkey lends itself to many cultures, different ways. Again, it's all the same bird, but how you season it and what you serve with it can match up to your family's tradition and heritage. We're going to wind down now. We're at the end. Next week, to be continued, we'll maybe explore a couple of interesting side dishes and beverages for your Thanksgiving feast. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's one of several major wildfires still raging in California, but the Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed at least 29 lives. A county official says 6 more sets of remains were found yesterday.
Those remains recovered were located in Paradise. 5 of them were in homes. 1 was in a vehicle.
At least 228 people listed as missing in that vicinity. The death toll overall in Florida from the wildfire stands at 31. President Trump, just back from a weekend in France to mark the end of World War I, arguing in tweets this morning again that nations of the world should pay their fair share for protection. The president tweeting the U.S. pays large portions for other countries' military protection while also losing hundreds of billions of dollars in unfair trade deals. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help.